Hare Krishna. So after giving the example of Janak Maharaj, saying Janak Maharaj attained perfection by following prescribed duties. Now Krishna, to give a very, very intimate example, Krishna is speaking about himself and inspiring Arjuna to practice or follow his prescribed duties. Shloka number 22.
Name parthasti kartavyam. Trishu lokeshu kinchana nana vaptam avaptavyam varta eva cha karmani.
So here Krishna is saying, Partha, O son of Pritha, O son of Kunti, name asti kartavyam. So Krishna is saying that there is no prescribed duty for me. There is no work that is prescribed for me. And then he's saying, where? Trishu lokeshu kinchana. There is no prescribed work for me in all the three worlds, Krishna is saying. And then he says, na anavaptam, na anavaptam. So he's saying that, I don't want anything. I'm not in want of anything. And avaptavyam, I don't need anything. I don't want anything. And at the same time, I don't need anything. I need not obtain anything from anywhere. And varta eva cha karmani, but still, I am engaged in the prescribed duties, karmani. Now here, let's try to understand Krishna's position. A very, very important shloka, where we are getting an opportunity to speak and hear about Krishna's position. So who is Krishna? So here he is saying that there is no work prescribed for me within all the three planetary systems. So we need to understand who is Krishna. Krishna is that personality from whom everything emanates. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarva pravartate iti matva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanvitaha. Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter shloka number 8. Krishna is saying that aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarva pravartate. So everything emanates from me, you know, Krishna is saying. Everything emanates from me, and what? What are we talking about? Everything means what? Everything, not just this material world, even the spiritual world, everything emanates from me. And then he says that those great personalities who understand this, and those intelligent persons who understand this, they actually worship me. Bhajante imam. So Krishna is that personality from whom everything emanates. That's what Brahma is also saying. Sarva karana karanam. Krishna is sarva karana karanam, cause of all causes. So everything is coming from him. He is that personality first. He is the origin of everything, you know, that we see around and that we cannot see around. He is the origin of everything first. And then after that we understand that he, as a person, as a personality, there is no difference between his body and soul. He is fully spiritual. He is Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. So our body is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. And that's what we see as flesh, bone, blood, mucus, bile, pus, etc., etc. in the body. And there is a difference. So we have a body and we are inside the body. So we are spirit soul. But when it comes to Krishna, Krishna's body, Krishna's soul, Krishna's heart, Krishna's mind, intelligence, everything is same because everything is spiritual. Krishna is absolute. There is no question of any difference, you know, between the person and the body. He is that absolute personality. Sat is eternal. Chit, he is full of knowledge. Ananda, he is always blissful in his original position. So he is that supreme personality of Godhead. Right? And that's what is given in Shvetashvatara Upanishad. That he does not possess a bodily form like that of an ordinary living entity. There is no difference between his body and his soul. He is absolute. All his senses are transcendental. No one is greater than him or equal to him. So what happened is, Devaki and Vasudev, the parents of Krishna, basically great devotees who wanted Krishna as their child. I should put it like this. So they, as Prashniya Sutapa, they did a lot of tapasya in their previous life. And when Lord appeared in front of them, so Prashniya and Sutapa, very intelligently they asked a benediction, you know, from the Lord. They said, we want a child like you. And Krishna said that I am asama urdhva. There is no one equal to me. There is no one greater than me. Now what to do? Then Krishna says, okay, you want a child like me. Since there is no child like me, I'll only become your child. So in this way, we understand there is no one equal to Krishna. There is no one greater than Krishna. Then the next thing is, his potencies are multifarious and thus his deeds are automatically performed as a natural sequence. So he's got many, many energies which are actually working all around in all the planetary systems and all the universes. His energies are taking care of various things that we see in day-to-day life. So this is what we need to understand, that everything is in full opulence in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is existing in full truth. There is no duty for the Supreme Personality of Godhead to perform. Who will have duty? Let's try to understand that first. Who will have duty? A person who is embodied, I mean a person who is stuck in a body, he will have duty. Why a duty is needed? Why do a person needs a prescribed duty? Prescribed duty of Varna and Ashrama are very, very important for Baddha Jivas like us, because we are contaminated. We need to purify ourselves. And all these duties which are given in the Shastra, they'll actually purify the person slowly and steadily and help the person to march towards the ultimate goal of life. But when it comes to Krishna, where will he march to? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there is no question of marching anywhere. He is the goal for everyone else and he does not have a goal for himself. He is the goal. He is the destination. So when it comes to Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, there is no need to execute any duty because he is pavitra, he is all pure and he is fully spiritual, he is eternally liberated. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam. He is completely eternally liberated. That's what is spoken here, that he does not have any duty to perform. One must receive the results of work as some designated duty, but one who has nothing to achieve within the three planetary systems certainly has no duty. Like for example, current day-to-day example I would like to give. Say a person, IT professional, is going to a company to work. Why is he going there? Only for one reason. He wants to earn money. He is in need. He is in need for his food, shelter, clothing and other necessities. He needs some money and then he is going there working, rendering some service. And in turn, he is getting his salary. So he is in need. So he is doing his duty. But now when it comes to Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything he owns, he is the supreme proprietor. Now tell me that what he needs, he does not need anything. He's completely independent, completely independent. So very nicely, you know, it is given in the first shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadyasya tonvayaditaratas charthe svabhignas swarat. Swarat. This word swarat is very important. Swarat means independent. This personality is independent. He is not dependent on anyone. Whereas we living entities, we are completely dependent on Krishna. So now we understand very easily that he does not need anything from anyone. He does not have any needs as such. He is completely satisfied within. He is Atmaram. He is a great personality. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So why he has to do any duty? Simple. Then it is said, yet Lord Krishna is engaged on the battlefield of Kurukshetra as the leader of Kshatriyas. Why? Because the Kshatriyas are duty bound to give protection to the distressed. Although he is above all the regulations of the revealed scripture, he does not do anything that violates the revealed scriptures. Krishna knows the revealed scriptures. How? Because he has written the scriptures. And he will not break the rules that are given in scriptures. But unfortunately, what happens is, we jivas, whose eyes are completely contaminated, we cannot understand Krishna's pastimes. But those great souls whose eyes are anointed with love, premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena, such great personalities, they can see Krishna completely abiding with the rules of the Shastra as given by himself. So in this way we understand, Krishna is setting an example. And that example is for common public in general. But after speaking all this, another question comes that why he has to follow scriptures? See, when a king sets a rule, it's not that the king has to follow the rules. He can just be like that. But why Krishna is doing this? What is the reason? That Krishna is talking about in the next verse. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.